I want to share with you tonight, Torah's an introduction to the Yom HaNoira of Yoyim that we're about to encounter once again in a very short period of time, an incredibly powerful, incredibly multifaceted day. I want to share with you in what I hope will be a relatively short mimer, dvarim that many of you have heard from me before, but it's Esh She'ohav Nafshi. I think it's a very important idea that can really pave the way for us to really embrace and to grow from this incredible day that we are about to encounter. Ein Beis Medrash B'li Chiddush also is true. Chazal say in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Yosef HaTzadik was Yotzo Mibeiso Asurim. Yosef HaTzadik went out from prison, 2 years in the prisons, in the dungeons of Paro's prison system. Yosef went out from the base of Asurim, and Chazal inform us that he went out on Rosh Hashanah. And one thing is a Dover Poshet. Chazal are not trying to feed perhaps our interest in Jewish trivia. If Chazal are telling us that Yosef HaTzadik went out from prison on Rosh Hashanah, it's because that is, in the eyes of Chazal, a very relevant and important piece of information that you and I can use in understanding the Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. Chazal don't stam say trivial dvarim. You have a Gemara in Ksubis, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. The Gemara is Marich. In his last day alive, and in the last moments before he dies, many, many details are revealed. But Chazal don't tell us whether it was the summertime or the wintertime. Chazal doesn't identify the month and the date. It doesn't identify that along with all the other facts it does identify, because it's irrelevant. It's trivial. And we have nothing to learn from it. If in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Chazal make a point that Yosef HaTzadik went out of his imprisonment on Rosh Hashanah, then clearly it's a fact that we are enriched by knowing and by pondering. And that's what we want to talk about, Be'ikar, tonight. We want to talk about and discover to the best of our ability, what is the connection between Yosef HaTzadik going out of prison and Rosh Hashanah? And even more importantly, if we can discover that to our satisfaction, how does that relate to you and I and our Rosh Hashanah in the new year of Tavshin Ayin Gimel? The Pasuk says in the beginning of Miketz, Vayehi Miketz Shenasayim Yomim Uparu Chaylein. It was at the end of 2 years. And the Medrash Rabbah, with its incredible sensitivity, picks up this Lashon, Vayehi Miketz. Why Miketz? There's so many ways to say end. Why Miketz Shenasayim Yomim? And the Medrash Rabbah says, Ketz Som Lachoshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put a boundary, a time limit on the power of darkness. And that is 2 years. And that is Rosh Hashanah at the end of 2 years. From the very beginning of Yosef HaTzadik's imprisonment, there was a set time to remain in the Choshech of the prison. And at the end of that time, the lapse of 2 years, Rosh Hashanah, Ketz Som Lachoshech, from the very beginning, that was when he would go out. The Arachayim points out, interestingly, in the Pasuk, Vayehi Mikeitsh and Osayim Yomim Uparoi Chaylaim. And the Arachayim is medactic in the diktuk of the Lashon Uparo Chaylaim, that the entire 2 years, Paro had been dreaming the same dream. But every morning, he would totally forget what he had dreamt the night before and wasn't able to bring it to the interpreters. But Kate Som Lachayshech, when it came to that date, when it came 2 years later to that Rosh Hashanah, Uparo Chaylem, and he woke in the morning remembering vividly each and every detail. Kate Som Lachayshech. The prisons of centuries and centuries ago are described in David HaMelech's Kapitel in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Zayin. David HaMelech talks about the prisons and the prisoners. Yeishvei Chayshech v'tzalmoves, he calls them. Those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. Ki himru imrei kel, they rebelled against the word of the all-powerful one. The atzas elyon niatsu, and they didn't follow the counsel of the one above of the Borei Olam, and therefore yeishvei chayshech v'tzalmoves. The prison of Ur was a dungeon deep in the caverns of the ground, with walls that were windowless, and where light was not able to be observed. The rest of the world could enjoy beauty, the glory of the creation of the Bria. But the prisoner, the four walls around him, created a suffocating darkness, could see nothing. And why, says David, it's a consequence of Himru Imrei Kel. Yeshayahu HaNovi says, Mi bochem yorei Hashem, who among you is a Yorei Hashem, asher holach hashochim, that all of a sudden he has gone into darkness, v'yeinai galoi, and no longer is there light for him, yiftach b'shem Hashem. And says Chazal, the Yorei Hashem should have continued to grow in his betochen, further and further, but for some reason he fell in an Nisoyin. He was holach hashochem, he went into darkness. Once he failed to see the protection of Hashem and the guidance of Hashem, once he started living his life with his own chashbainis, mi bochem yorei Hashem holach hashochem v'yeinai galoi, yiftach b'shem Hashem. It's a failure of betochen, and that failure of betochen makes a descent into an all-pervasive darkness. What does this have to do with Yosef HaTzadik? The Medrash Rabbah says, Ashrei HaGever, it quotes the Pasuk, Ashrei HaGever asher som mivtocho b'Hashem. Fortunate is the man that puts his confidence, his security, his betochen, his faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he doesn't turn to false gods, to false areas of help and comfort. And the Medrash says, a hafla v'fela diketaych on that pasuk. Ashrei agever asher som mivtochu v'Hashem. Fortunate is the man that puts his confidence in Hashem. Zeh Yosef HaTzadik. You want to know who is the paradigm of all time of betochen b'Hashem in the highest level? Yosef HaTzadik. He is crowned Ashrei HaGever asher som mivtochu b'Hashem. But then the second half of the pasuk, v'lo yipon el ra'avim, and he doesn't turn to idols. And again, Zeh Yosef. That's Yosef, who failed and fell, and he turned to the Saramashka, to the butler, to find an outlet of being saved from his predicament. He turned to the butler. He turned to a human being. And the question is, of course, asked, One second. You're telling me the paradigm of Bitochen is Yosef. And then you're turning around and telling me the failure in Bitochen, Pona El Rehovim, is also Yosef by the incident with the Saramashka. But the Beis Halevi explains they go hand in hand. Bitochen is not one size fits all. Our mission in life is to grow day by day, month by month, year by year, more and more in Bitochen. Tzadik be'emunoso yichya. You grow. There's different levels of Bitochen. Gufa, since Yosef was the paradigm of Bitochen, Ashrei Agever Asher Som Mitochu Bashem Ze Yosef. He was held to the highest standards. And for what you and I would have been a normal ishtadlis, a totally permissible ishtadlis, for one of Yosef's greatness in Bitochen, it was a failure. He should have been Beteach in Hashem alone. It was a chsorin in Bitochen. Hashem runs the world. Yosef, when his dargaroma aired in Bitochen, and his einish was a swift descent into darkness, 2 years in the dungeons of Mitzrayim. And the Zman of going out from that darkness, the Keitz Som L'Choshech, was Rosh Hashanah. And immediately, he comes out of the prison, out of the dungeon, out of the darkness that he created with his Holach HaShochem V'Einoigaloi, with his Ponel Rehovim of the Saramashka. Yosef is now about to face a formidable test on this Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. And immediately, he's brought before Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Paro, the most powerful man in the world of his day, and Mitzrayim, the most powerful country. Paro, who was a Melech Kosha, and Mitzrayim, an Uma Kosha. And Yosef is an Eved Yorul. Yosef's a lowly Eved. A lowly Eved who has been buffeted by the winds of persecution and difficulty for so many years. His own family, the Shiftei Kor, have sold him off into slavery after threatening him with a death, a terrible death. He's saved, but he goes sold off in slavery by his own family. And now, a prisoner, an Eved Yorud. And this is his moment. He's standing before the all-powerful Paro. And now he has to sell himself. He has to make Paro believe in him and who he is and what he represents. No easy job for an Eved from the dungeons of Mitzrayim. Vayomer Paro el Yosef. But Paro gives him an incredibly welcoming opening. Vayomer Paro el Yosef, chalom cholamti, I dreamt a dream. Upay serenoi, so, and there's no one to interpret it. V'ani shomati olecho, and I heard about you, Lamor, saying, this young man is a wonderkind, a superstar. Tid Lamor, tishmach aloim lifter, I so. He knows how to hear. He knows how to hear a dream. He doesn't miss a beat. He hears clearly and can interpret it. Wow, what a welcoming opening. What an opportunity for Yosef to bask in glory. What an opportunity for Yosef to take the bait and become Yosef's favorite, become Paro's favorite. But what are the immortal words that Yosef responds with? Vayan Yosef on that Rosh Hashanah, in the heart of his Nisayon. What's he going to say? Vayan Yosef es Paro Lamor, Biladai! Elokim Yana es Sholom Paro. Biladai, it has nothing at all to do with me. Paro, if you think I'm something special, if you think I'm something great, if you think I'm someone all-knowing and all-powerful and have this charm and this key and this intelligence and this brilliance, Bilodai, it has nothing to do with me. It's all Hashem and nothing else. exist. Ashrei Agever. It's restored the luster, the shine. Ashrei Agever Asher Som Miftoku Bashem. Ze Yosef. How often in this world the things we do, even Bikdusha, it's all about us. The Torah, I learned. The Chiddush, I was Mechadish. The foreign in between inspired Tfilah that I davened. And the Maisa Chesed that I did. I did, with my brilliance, with my perseverance. It's all about me. Yosef says on that Rosh Hashanah, Bilodai, Yan Elokim. It's not me. It's all Hashem. Umachusai, Bakol, Moshol. Lidovid Hashem Oiri, Zur Rosh Hashanah. Chazal tell us, you want to find light? You want to escape the stultifying effects of darkness? Ledovid, Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, Oiri Zu Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, that's our connection that we're looking for. Just like Yosef went out from the Beis HaAsurim, from the Choshech that he brought on himself, because he was holach v'chashochim, because he was pone el rohovim v'leinaygalo, and that was when Rosh Hashanah, who adin, the same thing. For every one of us, we live during the year in an oila mazeh shedayim l'layla. The Gemara says, when the pasuk in Tehillim, in Baruchi Navshi, Toshes chayshech v'hilayla, b'ay sir mais kol chayso yor. And the Gemara says in Boba Mitzia Pei Gimel Amid Beis, Toshes chayshech v'hilayla, zeh ha'ayla mazeh shedayim l'layla. We live in a world that has the clear characteristics of a blackout, moonless night. Bosir mos kol chaisa yoar. All the wild animals of the jungle come alive during the nocturnal darkness. Elu reshoyim. This is referring to the wicked ones. Shebo, shedaimen, they're similar to the chayos hayar. The chayos enjoy the physical properties of darkness. And the reshoyim enjoy the spiritual background of darkness. They thrive in a world of Hester Ponim. Mi bochem yorei Hashem asher holach hashochem v'yeinoi galai. And even Beinunim, even the rest of us, who borach Hashem are far from being Rishoyim, the rest of us, but we live in this Olam Hazeh, the Laila, the Chayshach, the Laila, the Olam Hazeh, Daima Lalaila, where the wild animals and the Rishoyim thrive in the nocturnal blackness and darkness. And even in our lives, day and night, there's an Irvuvia, there's a mixture of chaos of day and night until all we have is a thick smog, a fog, a darkness, a cloud, a smoke screen. That makes it so difficult for us to really be able to think and live like an emes yid. We have, in this world of ours, created seemingly impenetrable walls of darkness through our sins of commission and our sins of omission as well. Our sins, where we go ahead and do acts that are wrong, where we go ahead and we speak Lashon Hara, where we go ahead and we allow ourselves the tithes of Dvarim or Asurim, those are sins of commission, and they build walls of darkness around us. but so too are the sins of omission. The tefillahs that we daven robotic light in a frozen state without kavona, without warmth, without love, without appreciation. The Torah that we learn so beautiful, so often and so much, but without any receipts, without any consecutivity. We learn and we battle and we learn and we schmooze. And we denude the whole power of that Torah. And the gemilas chasodim that we do for others. But we really know it's all about I and my own self-image. And when we go through a year like that, we build these impenetrable walls of darkness and we are fettered by the shackles of a constant katnis hamoyach. We are so 21st century man, you and I. We think so small. We are so blind. The darkness imprisons us. And then all of a sudden comes a respite. All of a sudden comes an incredibly brilliant light. A light of incredible Yeshua. A light that will lead to the Yeshua that's Yom HaKippurim. There comes Unesanet Taikiv Kedushas Hayoyim Ki Naira V'Hayoyim. It's awesome. It's fearsome. The day of Rosh Hashanah, it's Naira V'Hayoyim. It brings us back to reality. It helps us see the true light and discover the Ribbono Shel Olam in that light. And Memeil, it becomes a Yom of Yamid B'Mishpat Kol Chai. It becomes a day of judgment when we can finally see through the walls of darkness that have imprisoned us. And it becomes a Yom of Malchus. And we blow the Shofar and the Uru Yishenim Mishinaschem. And we're Chozru B'Tshuva, the Loshon HaRambam, the Zochru Esbayrachem. We don't work on Rosh Hashanah and Achatoyim, but we remember the Borei. In that light, in that awe, in that incredible spiritual light that we encounter in Rosh Hashanah, it gives us an opportunity to become big, to grow in emun and bitochen, v'ho'er panecha v'nivosheya. Let me share with you a maisa that I think will illustrate this so much more clearly. There's a maisa, a true story, with the Chofetz Chaim. It occurred in Vilna. He was staying by an inn, a Jewish inn, and he was staying overnight, and he's eating a meal in the central dining room of the inn, and there walks in a Russian soldier, a bear of a man, and he begins eating. It seems like no one ever taught him manners. From his mouth spews out nivel peh. He's eating, he's drinking his vodka cup after cup, and he's ordering the owner to cater to his every whim. The Chofetz Chaim realizes it's a Jewish inn, and it must be this soldier, if he's found his way to this inn, he must be a Jewish soldier. The Chofetz Chaim feels he has a responsibility. He has to give teichocha to explain that this is not a way that a Jew should act. So the Chofetz Chaim begins walking towards the soldier. The owner of the inn intercepts the Chofetz Chaim. He sees what he's about to do. And he says, "Please, Rebbe, he could kill you. Wouldn't think twice. He's a soldier in the Tsar's army. He's been a soldier for over 20 years serving. He was a cantonist. He had been grabbed from his home when he was a little kid just before he even began cheder. And he was raised in Siberia with geisha peasants to knock any edelkeit out of him, to be prepared for the Tsar's army. And he became a killing machine, an animal, a killer, and he could kill you. Stay away." Chofetz Chaim thanks the innkeeper for the advice, but he proceeds to walk over. He gives the soldier a warm shalom aleichem, Reb Yid. And he asks him, "Is it true what I heard about you? The soldier looks up. He never heard such warmth directed towards him in his life. And the Chofetz Chaim continues, "Is it true you were kidnapped so young that you had such a difficult life? And they tried so hard to shmad you, and yet you're still a yid." The soldier's eyes began to tear. Tear ran down his cheeks. The Chofetz Chaim grabbed his hand, embraced his hand. He said to him, "Such schar awaits you in Olam Haba. Halalai! If only my portion could be near yours, Meiser Nefesh to be a yid." The soldier is now crying hysterically. And the Chofetz Chaim said, "If you would begin to be Shomer Mitzvahs, your schar would be unbelievable." And the soldier became a Baal Tshuva. A true story. But the reason for me giving you this story is for a mashal. I want to use this soldier and the Chofetz Chaim's warmth and embrace as a mashal for us. And we're the Nimshel. The Nimshel is us. If we could only open our hearts, if we could only feel Hashem's love for us, no matter how far we seem, if we could break out of our self-imposed imprisonment in the walls of darkness, Rosh Hashanah Ze'ayri, Yom HaKippurim Ze'yishi, for as different as we may be from that Russian soldier, as full as our day may be, Baruch Hashem with Torah and mitzvahs, as different as our life experiences are from him, but we too have been kidnapped in our youth by the dominant Golis culture of America that surrounds us, that's become part of us, that eats away and corrodes to whatever ability it's able to do to darken our neshamas. A culture that spews out at us its sport and its world of sports, its music, its entertainments, its foods. It mamish tries to corrupt the whole goof of a yid. If I can say an aside, I didn't even mean to say. Abu Lamais, I have no shaila. I don't know how much you're aware of what happens in the world, but there's a tumult, different fronts. Lagabi Bris Mila. Tumult about Bris Mila. In New York City, it has to do with an inyan of Messiah. Not a D'oraisa chelik of Mila. I'm not even sure it's a D'rabbanan chelik of Mila. But it's got to do with Messiah of Mila. Mitzitza Bapeh. And the authorities in New York City have made a major, major movement towards regulating and imposing the rules of the government on that Messiah of Am Yisrael. And on the West Coast, the other side, a serious attempt was made to stop the act of Mila altogether. And in Germany, good old Germany, they went ahead of judges and prosecutors to forbid Mila. Rabbi Lau, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, who himself was in the camps, who was in the camps of the Germans some 50, 60 years ago, says he never doesn't remember in Germany that they were worried ever about the blood of Jewish kids. To them it was a sport spilling their blood. And now all of a sudden they've become so frum. They're so worried about Jewish blood. But I want to say something. Why? You understand that anything that happens, it's got to do with us, not with them. If they're making an attempt here and there and beyond to curtail Mila, don't you understand that there's a wake-up call to you and to I? The bris is the misamal of the physical guf. Baruch Hashem, we were different than the Goyim. We learned Torah. They can't fathom Torah. We have a different world of chasadim and a different world of tefillah than they could ever recognize. But our guf could be more goyish than Yiddish. We eat their foods, all kinds of foods that the Jewish body never knew. Kosher for Shteitzach. Five-star glot for Shteitzach. But foods that we eat because the Goyim are eating. They eat sushi. Oh, shouldn't we have sushi? They eat this and they eat that. No, why shouldn't we be able to eat this and that? Weiter. And their sport. Tyra, you've got a Nisoyan, some of you, ahead of you. The last few years, came to Rosh Hashanah. The home team was safely in last place, sometimes even lower. And this year, there's some of you that probably follow. What happened today? What's going on today? As if it's your world and as if it has something to do with you. We're going to say Malchius on Rosh Hashanah. Aleinu l'shabeach l'adein ha'kol l'seis gedula l'yotzer b'reishis. And right away we're going to talk about the Abdullah ben Yisrael v'amim. You want to be mekabel malchus, then you act like a goy. You don't act like a goy, you act like a yid. You think like a yid. You do when you're interested in the things of a yid. Each of you on your levels. By some of you, I could make a very easy request. Stop talking about it in the Beis Medrash. That would be an advancement. I walk into the Beis Medrash, you know, before Marv a few minutes. And the Ravens, the Orioles, the guy going, nah, Mishikasa, in the Beis Medrash. For every one of you, kafi who you are. There's your level, there's your thing. That's the attack on Bris Milah, is a simon that in our goofim, in our physical responses, in our physical lives, is there a difference between a Jew and a Goy? They eat with lust and tivus, the same foods. They follow sports with the same mania and fanaticism. And b'chula b'chula, you fill in all the rest. I'm blissfully unaware of much, Baruch Hashem. Till we have difficulty raising above the American teenager and his dreams and the ambitions that have invaded our core self. How often do you and I feel the warmth of the Ribbono Shel Olam? How much do we strive? We learn, we daven, but how much do we strive to connect to a life where we can say, Al nisech ha-maidim anachnu lach, Al nisech ha-shebechol yoyim imonu. That our goal should be nothing less than lis'anig al Hashem. There is an incredibly important pasuk, and I'm really coming close to my end here. The Gemara, there's a Tesis in Avodah Zarah, it's a Tesis in Brachas, but in Avodah Zarah, it's more clear. Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah, Bilam knew the rega, the moment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. And he wanted to make use out of it by cursing Am Yisrael. But it's only a moment. And that moment is literally a moment. Rega Kememra. What can he say? And Tosfos suggests he could say Kalein, Chof Lamed Mem. Annihilate them. That's what our enemies could say. That's what Bilam could have said. Kalein, it would have been effective. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the Kalein around. He turned the Klol into a Bracha. What's the mirror image of Kalein? Turn the Kalein around. You turn it into Melech. And the Pasuk says there by Bilam in Parshas Balak, Usruas Melech Bo. And the true of the Melech stands for Am Yisrael. It's Bo, it's in him, it's part and parcel of our legacy. The Sruas Melech. When Am Yisrael, the Posh, the one level of Pshat clearly,
is when we go ahead and we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We are doing the trua, proclaiming Imru lefonei malchi yizu bameh b'shofar. We're coronating the king. We're making him our melech. The antidote to our enemies who want to destroy us, our enemies who shriek, kaleim, annihilate them. Our antidote is sruas melech bo. The kaleim becomes melech. We wrap our hands and we embrace the malchus and we find malchus become mashallah. And that becomes the antidote against the kaleim of our enemies. And I've said many times, but it's so beautiful. There's a remez three times a day to remind us of this major point. We've got enemies around us clamoring for our destruction. We come this Rosh Hashanah to Yom Din. We realize the whole next 12 months is decided in that day and two. And we know that there's enemies who have already or are near to achieving nuclear power and have clearly made very, very clear statements that it's to annihilate you and I, to annihilate Am Yisrael. And there's no reason not to take him serious. It's a very, very scary time. We hear the words Kaleim reverberating. And we know what the Yetzer is, Sruas Melech Bo. And three times a day, Tehillah LeDavid, you say the three psukim of Malchius. Kivay malchuscha yemeiru gvurascha yedabeiru. Liaydi aliv neyodim gvuraisa vuchvayr adar malchuscha 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 leilomim. Umemshaltucha b'chol dar v'dar. And how can we fail but notice that the aleph beis of the three psukim of Malchius is the chof, the lamid, and the mem. David HaMelech has given us the antidote, the guidance, how to protect ourselves from the kaleim of our enemies. Sruas melech bo. But gentlemen, ein beis medrash b'li chiddush. I want to say another pshat, and maybe it's the poshut pshat, especially if you take Rashi seriously. Rashi on that posuk, usruas melech bo, does not learn sruas a lashon of tkiyas shofar. He doesn't learn it as that lashon, though it certainly means that as well. But Rashi chooses what to him is pshuta shel mikra, and what is to us a chidush nifle. Rashi says, usruas melech bo, lashon chiba v'reis. It's a lashon of love and friendship. That's usrua. The root is rea. The root is friendship. Chiba, ahava, reyes. Usruas melech bo. And let me share with you a machshove from the Baal Pachad Yitzchok from Rav Huttner. Who else but Rav Huttner could have ever imagined such an idea? Says Rav Huttner, you and I, we're going to hear in another couple days the Sruas Melech. We're going to hear the blowing of the shofar that's proclaiming the coronation of the Melech. We come back, we travelers in time. We touch into that dynamic of time. We come back to that first day of the creation of man, Yom Shishi. That's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Shishi. Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh is the Shira Shel Yom Hashishi. Because Ein Melech B'li Am. And when Rosh Hashanah Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh, when Yom Vav, when that first 6 day when man was created, and there was someone to finally be Makir Abayrei. But gentlemen, do you realize that there was a Tkiyas Shofar on that first day, on that Yom Shishi? Where are you going to find the Tkiyas Shofar? You find the equivalent, says Rav Huttner. you find Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Elokim Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Baal Tekeya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was blowing. And he was blowing Achelik Elokim. He was blowing from his essence, from his indescribable Kaviyochel Dikis self. And he was using his breath, and he was blowing into Adam. Atem Kruyim Adam, Am Yisrael, you're called Adam. When you come back to that day, it's not you that starts blowing the shofar. The first shofar was blown, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew his breath into you and I, creating a sanctity of Chelik Elokim Mimal, of Etzelem Elokim within each and every one of us. It was an act of extraordinary love, an act of extraordinary reyos. It wasn't an act purely of a melech. It was an act of someone with a reyos and a chiba. That we took over the proclamation of his Malchus Hashem Molu Geus Lovesh, that we blow the shofar, and hopefully it blows deeply. The sound goes through the shofar like the breath of the Ribbono Shel Olam went through each and every one of us into the core of our being on that awesome Neira V'Yoyim Dika day. And in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a chiba, a reyus, usruath melech bo. Tyre, we are imprisoned by coldness and by ice. We are imprisoned by tefillahs that are so distant and so robotic, by Torah that's learned without joy and zest and constancy, by chasodim that are covered in the cover of the ego that each and every one of us possess in ways that damage us truly. We're imprisoned, and we have this day of Rosh Hashanah. Usruas melech bo, vayipach ba'apov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into each and every one of us that neshoma. That's what you feel when the Baal Tekeya blows the shofar and the sound reaches our ears. Usruas melech bo. It's an opportunity. Hashem oiri. Hashem is my light. Zu Rosh Hashanah. Break out of the katnas hamayach. Break out of the small-mindedness and the blindness that we live our lives with. Stop being nothing more than ordinary American teenagers with the same goof and the same tivus, albeit with other milas. Let us realize that our chiba and our reya is the melech malchi amlochim. And on Rosh Hashanah, we come back to that point in time where we can see it, where we can feel it, where we can taste it, where we can absorb it. This is a big year. It's a big year. All these years are big years. We don't live in normal times. What's normal anymore? We live in a world where change, you can hear the clarion call of change reverberating in all the four corners, but especially in the Jewish house, in our homes, in our Batei Midrashim. It all depends on Rosh Hashanah. It all depends on how we meet the challenge. We're incredibly capable. How beautiful it would be to daven tefillahs where we actually feel the Ribbono Shel Olam listening, and we actually feel a closeness and a warmth in our mitzvahs and our Torah. We feel that taka shnayim sheyoshvim oiskim v'Torah and shchina imo v'yakshiv Hashem. Hashem waits and hovers over us, listening to every word as we're oisik v'Torah. May we taka have the siyata d'shmaya. Gentlemen, you have for yourself 3 days now before the Yom HaDin. It includes an Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is always in our lives a day of less, a day that's open to more, whatever it may be called. Let us make this Shabbos into an Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Let us make this last Shabbos of Tavshin Ayin Beis. We welcomed the first Shabbos. Let us say goodbye with warmth, with an enthusiasm, with Zemiris, that we listen to the words that we're singing, with the Torah that we enjoy, and with all of us, Shnayim Mikra V'yachad Targum, learning Parshas Nitzavim, all the 30 psukim in Rashi of Parshas Nitzavim. But what psukim? What powerful lessons? What incredibly Musar Haskel? Chazal don't say for nothing, Atem Nitzavim Hayayim, Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Poshet Moshe Rabbeinu standing there that last day, Atem Nitzavim Hayayim. But the Svarim HaKadoshim say, whenever it says Hayayim in Parshas Nitzavim, it's referring to the upcoming Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayayim, Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Rosh Hashanah may not begin until Leil Sheni this week, coming week. But already Shabbos, as we lay Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayayim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Its taste already begins. Its lessons already can be learned. Let us think big. Let us be big. Let us get out of the prison that we've imprisoned ourselves in. Let us use the power of the day of Rosh Hashanah that we should truly, truly be able to be those who can appreciate Sruas Melech Bo, the friendship, the love, the warmth, as the Russian soldier felt from the Chofetz Chaim. Let us feel it from the Melech Malchi Amlochim, from our Yedid Nefesh, from our Ohev, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Areya.